Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in Global Air Force Radio. I'm Jim Rome. Got fear today? Most everybody has some form of fear. Today on this program, we have a most articulate speaker. He's a teacher. He'll drive a point home to you about your fear and how you can get help from your fear. Get freedom, deliverance, and relief. So here is Dennis Kramer as he's teaching at a local church. Dennis Kramer.
I find it fascinating that the Holy Spirit gave David a three-step solution to fear. And I'm going to give it to you. This is your Methodist 101 three-point sermon. Psalms 34, here we go. Thank you for joining us. I have an incredible sense of the presence of God here. I have a sense that I have a word from God. Hallelujah. And we want to get right into it. Psalms 34. If you were looking for a personal word, I'm about to give it. Get excited. Peter said that this, we call it the Bible, is a surer word of prophecy. Come on. That's what it says. This is a surer word. And I know that what I'm about to share with you in a minute is going to be the word of the Lord in your life. I know it. I know it. In fact, I knew it when I was home in the United States driving from upstate New York to Pennsylvania. I believe God gave me a word, and I believe it's a word for you. You will know it in a minute. But I guarantee that the vast majority of you will say, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm experiencing. This was the word of the Lord. Psalms 34. My Bible says that before you actually begin to read this psalm, see the little heading? Sometimes they used to put in headings. And Psalms 34 is entitled in my Bible, The Happiness of Those Who Trust in God. And then it says, this is a psalm of David. Notice, when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who then drove him away, and he departed. And so you need to know that, listen carefully, what was written for our admonition, what was written for our instruction, was originally written or penned during a time of fear in David's life. And I find it fascinating that the Holy Spirit inspired David to write this at a time when David was in great fear. So I want to minister on the subject of fear. I believe that many of us, myself included, have been being dealt with by the Holy Spirit regarding fear. And many of us have been saved a long time. And many of us have combated and defeated fear in many, many areas of our lives. But I have been exposed by the Holy Spirit. And He has shown me that I've had fears in my life that He wants to deal with. The Holy Spirit is so good at getting at the root cause of your problems. How many know that's true? Many times I'm just befuddled and I'm confused and I'm wondering what's going on, and all I'm really seeing is a symptom of a root problem. And often, and in this season in my life, the root problem has been fear. So I am here to tell you that our God has been dealing with me about fear. And I have lots of victory in lots of areas, but it wasn't good enough. God began to get all over me regarding fear. So He has taken me to Psalms 34. And I find it fascinating, some of the insights that I received just this morning regarding Psalms 34. It is a psalm that you can apply to your life regarding fear. Some more people say, I'm excited. Four of you said, I'm excited. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably not going to prophesy over anybody because that's what you're here for, and I don't think you should be here for that. I think you should be here for this. So I'm going to announce it. I waited till after the offering. I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to give you this word. This is the word of the Lord. Trust me. You don't need a personal prophecy. I know what I'm talking about. You need this. This is the word of the Lord for your individual lives. Psalms 34. So get ready. Again, written during a time of fear. Again, inspired by the Holy Spirit for us today. And I find it fascinating that the Holy Spirit gave David a three-step solution to fear. And I'm going to give it to you. This is your Methodist 101 three-point sermon. I'm going to give you 3 points on how to handle fear. You're not as free as you need to be. I am not as free as I need to be. And God's been all over me. And I'm going to help you. Verse 1. In this time of great stress and turmoil and fear and pressure. Now, I know no one here has those things, but in America, some of us deal with those things. At that particular time, with that setting in mind, David prayed and sang these words, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And my soul, my will, my intellect, my emotions, my being, my soul shall make its boast in who? The Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Here is my text. Verse 4. And I'm so glad that I announced that I wasn't going to prophesy, because since I made that announcement, all of you have gotten aboard. You are hanging on every word that I am preaching. Your ears and eyes and heart and mind are open to my sermon, and I know it's going to have a great and deep permanent impact on the lives of those that hear it. The Lord for you. Come on, you better get excited. Man, send us the word of the Lord. I got it. I'm going to give you a three-step approach to be delivered from all your fears. Here we go. Here's our text, verse 4. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. 3 parts. I sought the Lord, part number 1. And He heard me, part number 2. And He delivered me from all my what? Fears. Not my in-laws. My fears. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I want to talk about that verse today, and then we're going to spend a couple minutes just praying about this very verse in our lives. The Word of God is alive. It is active. It is powerful. And it's going to perform, listen to me, a deep work in each of you today. We're going to get at the root of fear in your life. We're going to get at the little roots that come out from the main root of fear in your life. Look at verse 4 again. I sought the Lord, David said. I sought the Lord. You know why some of us have fears? We've not sought the Lord. We need to seek the Lord. We're going to do that. You're going to seek the Lord. And the really good news is you're going to be heard. We're going to seek the Lord and He's going to hear us. Oh, that means so much to me. He's going to hear us. And the most amazing part of it, He's going to deliver you from all your fears. So in this verse, I see 3 things. Number 1, I sought the Lord. We are going to do that, which is identifying your fears. Step number 1, identify your fears. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing in this place this morning among this precious people. Number 1, step number 1 in my 3-step sermon. Step number 1, identify your fears. That's what David meant when he said, I sought the Lord. We're going to seek the Lord. He is going to, by His Spirit, help you to what? Identify your fears. I've got to be honest with you. You cannot solve a problem until you can identify the problem. Come on. Some of you are dealing with really symptoms. You're wondering, why is this true about my life? Why do I feel this way? Why is this going on? The truth is, those are just symptomatic of something else. I prophesy to you that your root problem is fear. David said, I sought the Lord. What was he saying in that? I must identify my fears. So the first word of the Lord, the first word of the Lord is identify your fears. As I minister this word, the Holy Spirit, I believe, is faithful. And right now, He's going to begin to say, what you've been dealing with is the fear of, and the fear of, and you fear this, and you fear that, and this has tormented you for years, and you're not free about this. And you know what? Fear is so illogical that you'll want to be embarrassed to admit them. But the first step is I sought the Lord. That's identifying your fears. The second step is He heard me, and that means confessing your fears. He heard me. You know what? Someone can't hear you unless you what? Come on. How many know that's true? You want me to hear you? Then tell me something. And I hear the Lord saying, I want to hear you, but you got to tell me something. And so step number one, I sought the Lord, means identifying your fears. Step number two, He heard me, means confessing your fears. Fears are illogical. They're so illogical, you're sometimes afraid and ashamed to confess them. But I want you to know that you must first identify your fears, and secondly, you must confess them. I sought the Lord. I identified my fears. I sought the Lord. I identified my fears. He heard me. He heard me. I confessed my fears. So the second thing the Holy Spirit is going to do this morning is to help each of you confess your fears. They're illogical. They're actually a little embarrassing. But you know what? Confession's good. God's been dealing with me about my fears. And I'm going to tell you the best point is the third point. I sought the Lord. That is, we are going to identify our fears this morning, and we all have them. Step number two, He heard me. That is, we're going to confess to Him, admit, accept, embrace, recognize our fears. But step number three is, and He delivered me from them. That means we're going to defeat our fears. The three steps, identify, confess, and defeat. We're going to do it. I said we're going to do it. We're going to do it as a church. We're going to do it as individuals. I'm telling you that God has been dealing with Denny Kramer about this very thing, identifying my fears. And I had some doozies. Confessing my fears. I was actually a little afraid to confess them. A fear in itself. I was a little embarrassed to bring them up to the Lord. But I've got to tell you, something has happened in me in the last week of my life. I have been delivered from some major fears in my life. They've been defeated. Well, how were they defeated? I identified them. I confessed them, and guess what? He heard me and delivered me from all of them. Amen. What does that speak of? It speaks of a work on the inside. Deliverance is something that happens on the inside. How many know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about right here, right now, something inside you being identified, something inside you being confessed and brought to the surface. And something inside you being defeated. Hallelujah. David said, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I have been dealing with some of the biggest fears of my Christian life the last 2 years. I won't say paralyzing, but nearly so. I've wanted to quit. I've wanted to quit. Oh, come on. I've wanted to quit. Fear has torment. But guess what casts it out? You know what casts it out? Perfect love. Meaning that we can trust in a God who will, if we seek Him, hear us and deliver us. Hallelujah. So God began to deal with me. And I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. And we're going to do it in just a minute. I recognized fear in my life. I recognized that nervous feeling in my stomach. I recognized an oppression, a heaviness, a depression that wanted to come upon me. I noticed that it wanted me just to almost short circuit out emotionally. It just wanted me to dry up and shrivel away. It just wanted to defeat me. It wanted to destroy me. And it was all on the inside. You couldn't have told. No one else knew but me. But fear has torment. And I was tormented. And I want to tell you this, that fear always begins with a thought. And so God began to deal with me about my mind and my thoughts. And just a week ago, I remembered this verse. So guess what I did? I started to seek the Lord. I identified my fears. I want you to do it. I'm not going to ask you to make something up, but I'm going to ask you to be brutally honest. You're not going to be rejected. God's not going to be ashamed of you. Quite the contrary. When the Lord spoke to me, He said, "If you will seek me, I will hear you." Oh, you don't want to reject me? You don't want to embarrass me? You're not ashamed of me? You want to hear me? And I began to seek the Lord about my fears. I identified them. And then, number two, I confessed them. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I did it. I went to the Lord, just like I'm talking to you. And I said, "I fear the following possibilities. I fear this." And I told the Lord precisely what I feared. I didn't fear a nuclear bomb falling on my city. Get what I'm saying? That I didn't fear that. But I had a very, very specific fear about this part of my life. And I said it just like that to the Lord. I sought the Lord. And He heard me because I confessed. I confessed, "I am afraid of..." And I want you to fill in the blank. You may be afraid of a nuclear war. You may be afraid that you have cancer. You may be afraid of your financial future. You may be afraid of an issue with your child. You may be afraid of a certain circumstance. It doesn't make any sense because we know that fear is illogical. But God didn't get upset with me. He didn't reject me. I sought the Lord. I identified my fears. And He heard me. I confessed my fears. And I went right down a list. I went right down a list. And I mean, I was brutally honest. By the way, He's God. So you might as well be brutally honest because He knows anyway.
Yes, right.
It even says that He knows what you have need of before you ask. So I asked. And I said, confessing my fears, and I mean, I expressed, it took me, a good long while, I told the Lord everything that I had a fear about. And I said specifically, I didn't say I have a general fear of this area. I went right down the list and said, "I fear this." And I was brutally honest. I talked it over with the Lord, driving home from some meetings. I went through everything. And as I gave Him, as I confessed these extremely potent and dangerous fears, I mean, just for a long time, as I spoke these fears to Him, I started feeling different. You know what I started feeling like? And He delivered me from all my fears. I started feeling delivered. How did you feel? Relieved. Accepted. Hugged. I started to feel secure. I had not been freed from these fears for at least a couple years. Doing everything I'm doing, hiding incredible torment on the inside of me. Managing paralyzing fears in my life. You would never have known it. But He wanted me free. So I identified them. I confessed them. I went right, in fact, I can't even tell you what I said because they're so personal. They're so private. But I went right down the line. And I gave them all to God. And during the process, I got closer to Him. I knew He heard me. I had this incredible sense of rapport as a son would have with a father. And I shared everything, every deep, deep fear in great detail. And I was delivered. What do you mean? It lifted. The fear came off of me. I became a new person. I was so excited that I wanted to tell Diane that something happened, my wife. I turned a corner. I've overcome something. It's not the same. That feeling left. That gnawing, stomach-churning, mind headache thingy came off me. I got delivered. And then when those thoughts came up again, you know, I said, "I've been delivered." So I had some new thoughts. So I went to the Lord. I confessed them. Oh, by the way, I'm afraid of this, 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 and this. I'm really afraid of this, this, and this. I'm afraid of this happening. I'm afraid of this, 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 and this. And I went right down the list. I mean, I was so specific. I said things like, I'm afraid of stepping off the curb at 4th and Pine and being hit by a car. I didn't say I have a general fear of a car accident. That wasn't one of them. I said something like, very specifically, I don't want to step off the corner of 4th and Pine at 412 on a Wednesday afternoon when the sun is shining. I'm afraid I might get hit by a car. I was that specific. And I got delivered from some more of my fears. A major, substantial work has been done in my spirit in the last week. And yet I still don't know the final outcome of the situations I prayed about, but that's irrelevant. I sought the Lord, don't you know? He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And we're going to do that right now. That's the word of the Lord to this house. This is the word of the Lord to your life. If you are free of fear, God bless you. But I'm going to ask you right now to close your eyes, if you feel to. Please close your eyes. And what we're going to do right now is, number one, step one, we're going to identify your fears. I want you right now to know this. You're not going to be rejected. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Your Father is not going to reject you or mock you. He is not going to scold you. He is not going to rebuke you and say, I thought we dealt with this. David said, in his time of trouble, I sought the Lord and He heard me. So right now, I want you to identify those fears that the Holy Spirit is making real to you right now. As illogical as they may seem, even as embarrassing as they might be to you to admit them, please, for your own sake, admit, accept, and embrace right now the fears that the Holy Spirit is revealing are in you. That's identifying them right now. And please don't skirt around them. Whatever it is, as silly as it sounds, as embarrassing to you as it might be, as illogical, as redundant as you may have tried to do this before, I want everyone to leave free from fear this morning. I want everyone to leave free from fear. So right now, please identify your fears. Good. Please do it. Identify your fears right now. Number two, I sought the Lord and He heard me. Confess them right now. Quietly, silently, in your mind and heart, your fears. This is a heavy time, but I can feel that the Holy Spirit is doing something wonderful. In your mind and heart, confess the fear that has torment on the inside of you. And talk to the Lord just like I'm talking. Lord, I'm afraid that this is going to happen. I'm afraid of this situation, Lord, in my life right now. I'm fearful about my child. I'm fearful about my marriage. I'm fearful over my job or over my finances. I'm fearful about circumstances that are beyond my control. I'm afraid, Lord. I'm afraid. And I want each of you to be 100% honest. And right now, confess those fears, because He's going to hear you. Oh, here comes the good part. He's going to hear you. Let's take a few more moments. I sought the Lord and He heard me. I want you, after identifying them, to confess them. Every one of you. I've just done it. We're going to deal with our fears that have torment. We're going to deal with those forces in our mind and heart that has torment in our lives. I sought the Lord and He heard me. Oh, this is a promise. He didn't say He would tolerate us or reject us or scorn us or rebuke us or make us feel guilty. I prophesy the Lord wants to lift a blanket of guilt off of many of you. I sought the Lord and He heard me. That's it. Make sure you confess them all right now. And now part three. I want you to give to God those fears that you have identified and confessed. And I want you to receive now, by faith in His ability to deliver you, His freedom, His release for your life from these very fears. I sought the Lord. He heard me. And He delivered me there. And He delivered me from all my what? Fears. Right now, I ask you to accept deliverance. Accept freedom. Accept separation. Accept separation from your fears right now. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me. And delivered me from all my fears. Right now, accept the delivering power of God right now from all your fears. Right now, identify, confess, and be delivered. Identify, confess, and be delivered right now. Be delivered from all your fears right now. I want you to accept, receive a work of God. A deep work is taking place in our hearts this morning by the Holy Spirit. You are being delivered from all your fears. Now you can face the future. Now you can face whatever comes your way. Now you can overcome. Now you can be more than a conqueror. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I sought the Lord at the sanctuary. I sought the Lord with Denny Kramer. I sought the Lord and He heard me. What a promise. And Denny was right. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. So I thank you for a deep and sovereign work. We accept it, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ. Thank you that fear has been defeated and destroyed, and we are free indeed. And everyone said, amen. And amen. You did good. You did good. Amen. Pastor.
Oh my, that was wonderful. Thank you, Dennis Kramer from Dennis Kramer Ministries. I'm Jim Rohn.
If our program has been a blessing to you today and God has touched your heart, your mind, or your body,
I'd like to hear from you. You can write to me at Jim Rohn, Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. Once again, our mailing address is Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. That's all for today. God bless.